The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Emorah. However, because tomorrow evening is the evening of Lag BaOmer, I want to speak a little a subject related to that. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, that during the in Pesach Atzeres, during Pesach and Shavuos, even though these are great times for Klal Yisrael, it's the Sfiras HaEmer, it's between the time of the going out of Egypt and Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, and we were going up and up to reach that level. Nevertheless, a great tragedy happened 2,000 years ago, that there were Yud Beis Elef Zugeis Tamidim Shel Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva had 24,000 students, which spread all over Eretz Yisrael. It was a magnificent complex of yeshivas. And Kula Mesu, they all died because of a plague during this time. Now, we're not going in states, they didn't honor each other appropriately. We're not going to dwell on that this evening. We've done that a number of times in the past. But we have sources in the Chazal that the plague ceased on the 33rd day of the Omer. And that's why Lag BaOmer is a day of Simcha. Now, after the plague ceased, Rebbe Akiva went. He went to the south, and he gathered together another yeshiva, but this time a very small yeshiva, with only 5 talmidim. There's a medrash that states there were 7 talmidim. And these 5 or 7 talmidim, they brought back Torah to Israel, because until then it was Shomayim. Torah became Eretz Yisrael became desolate of Torah. I'd like to dwell this evening on Rebbe Akiva on one particular point, and that is Rebbe Akiva came from very humble beginnings. Yosef Oviv Ger Tzedekoyo. His father was a ger, a convert. And until he was 40 years old, he had never learned. Lekor v'leshon, he never learned at all. In fact, as the Gemara tells us in Psochim Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, that he even had a tremendous opposition to the Talmidei Chachomim. And the story goes, he married Rachel, daughter of a great philanthropist. And from there, he started to learn and he rose in Torah. Now he rose to some of the greatest heights in Torah that ever existed. We're familiar with the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says, "Mishasha olam Moshe lamorim, motzla kolish bochu sheyeshi v'keishik sorim la'aisyos." When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens to receive the Torah, he found that HaKadosh Ellipsis and Chof Tesamud Beis. He found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tying crowns on the letters of the Sefer Torah. If you look into the Sefer Torah, you see that many of the letters have kesorim, crowns, tagim. Omar Lafonav Ribbeinu Shel Olam, mi ma'akav al yotko? Moshe Rabbeinu asked, what are these for? Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, this is not for you. After many generations, there will be a man, Akiva the son of Yosef, Shosid Lidresh al kol kotz v'kotz, tilin tilin shel halachos. That he will darshan not only every word in the Torah, but you'll even darshan every stroke of the pen and every crown on the letters. And this is why I am writing the letters. And the story goes on. Moshe said, Hareli, show me this man. Amalei chazor lachurecho. So he sent Moshe into time. Holach v'yoshim b'seif shmein shureis v'lo yedea ma hein omrim. Went into the Beis HaMedrash and the Bekiva was saying a shiur, and Moshe couldn't understand it. Kiven shigia toshas keche. This shook him up. Here I gave the Torah, I brought it down, and now they're saying shiurim in Torah and I can't understand it. Kiven shigia le dover echor, omre le talmid of Rebbe Manayin loch, omre le en aloch al mesh misinai nishashvu daitoi. Finally, his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe Kiva, where's your source for stating such a halacha? Generally, Rebbe Kiva would bring a source. You have to bring a source. You can't say halacha, you can't say anything in Torah without bringing a source for it. But here, Rebbe Kiva couldn't bring a source. He said that I have just this in tradition that I learned by my Rabbeim, and they learned by their Rabbeim, all the way back to Moshe Mishina. When Moshe heard that, Nishashvu Daita, he felt better. He was included. Chozer Rabbah Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Lafonu V'Ribbeinu Shel Olam, Yesh Lecha Odom Kezeh V'Ato Nosein Torah Al Yodai. He says, you have a man like this, so why are you giving the Torah to the world through me? Omer Lishteik, Kach Ola B'Machshova Lafonai. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, be silent. This is my cheshbon. This is my calculation, why I'm doing this. At any rate, we see the enormous heights that Rebbe Kiva came to, and from such low beginnings, very, very humble beginnings. A son of a ger, never learned till 40 years old. He was opposed to the Chachomim. What was his secret? Now, naturally we know. He had to sit down and he had to learn. And he had to learn and learn and learn. Day and night. And Odom ki yomos be'ehil. He has to misha memis atzmei la'ala Torah. The Torah gives itself only to those who are prepared to give their lives to it. But many do that. Was there something that he saw that perhaps we didn't see, others didn't see? Maybe he had a different derech. So we can find this out by examining his teachings. Rebbe Kiva taught in Masechta Avos. But before coming to this, generally, it is very prevalent that people look at themselves in the light of shortcomings of a human being. For example, in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Masechta Avos, we have there Akavia ben Mahalalo Omer, he's tackled Bishlesh and Dvorim, Ben Atoboli de Aveiro. Person must always keep in mind three things. Dame Ein Boso, what, where do you come from? Ulo Onato Holech, and where are you going? Ulif Nemiato Osi Litain Din Vecheshman, and who are you going to have to give a Din and Cheshman what you have done in this world? You came from a tipus rucha. You come from a drop. You're going to a place in the earth, which will be full of earth and insects and worms. You're going to go stand before the Melech Malchei Amlochim, the King of all kings. Now here we're viewing Kodesh Baruch Hu with greatness, but with ourselves we see the pechisus, the shortcomings, what we lack. And we have such concepts all over. Ochein korim to musu nekachara sorim tipolu, David HaMelech writes. You are only like a man. You will die in the end, and eventually you will fall. Gibehemus nidmu. People, many times, sink to the level of animals, and so forth and so on. So it's not a rosy outlook. And then we have the Chachmei Zmanenu, the great and brilliant minds of our times, which are all locked into a theory which is called evolution. What is man's yichus? Man's yichus is that he came from some cell that was in the bottom of a swamp. And the whole world has developed like that. There cannot be more of an absurd, even scientifically speaking, an absurd and ridiculous concept. But yet we have so many people locked into it. So then certainly we do not have much yichus. The fact is, these people, such a concept is far worse than Aveda Zora, than the ancient pagan idolaters. Because at least they saw some greatness in the man and in the world, and they wanted to give praise as to where it came from. So they look to different sources. But these people want to say that the man and the world and the creation is exactly nothing. It's nothing at all. Started from a few cells, and it just seemed to develop by itself. And all of this, what this brings about is a lack of value for life, a cheapness of life. Therefore you can have wars and Shfichas Domim and Holocausts, because life means nothing. And you can have justified killing. If it's calculated and justified, why not? You can have abortions and euthanasias and suicides and so forth. And all of this is just contrary to the Chazal, to the sages, where they even said Chayisho, to take 1 minute away from a person's life is a retzeach, is a murder. Halacha is, you kill a man, the Gemara of the Mishnah says, you kill a tinek ben yumai, a baby that's born on the first day, you're a murderer. You kill a man 99 years old, you're a murderer. Now, when we look at ourselves and the world and the creation in this light, which we are so influenced with, this does its best to depress a person, breaks his spirit. It destroys his avas achayim, his zest, and his love for life. And it can bring him into a very lackluster ambition and even to sadness and depression. Let's see what Rabbi Akiva said on this. Rabbi Akiva taught in the Mishnah Novus, Perek Gimel, in some Sforim it's Mishnah Yudalit, Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Akiva taught. Now it states Hu Haya Omer, which means this is what he always taught, over and over. Choviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. How dear is a person who was created in the image of Hashem. A special love, not only how dear he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made known this extreme endearment to man. Shenivra B'Tzelem, Shenema Ki B'Tzelem Lakim Osas Odom. We have created man in the Tzelem in his own image. The Maral explains here there's a what is known as a Ava Musteris and a Ava which is Nigolis. The Ava Musteris is when you have a love for someone but it's concealed. An Ava which is Nigles when you have a love for someone and you reveal it to the other person. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a love for man and therefore he created him in his own image, and man is the only creation that he created in his own image, but he revealed this love to man where he wrote in his Torah, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Osa Esa Odom, you should know that I am creating you and only you in my image. This is what it means, Ki B'Yisera Nodasle. He made it known to them. Then Rabbi Akiva carries on. Chavivin Yisrael. How dear is Yisrael? Shenikru bonim lamokum. They are called sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? They are not called his creations, which they are. They are not called avodov, his servants, which they are. But they are called Boni, his sons. Chibi Yisera no das lohem, shenikru bonim lamokum, shenemar bonim atem lashem elekechem. And this is not a concealed love, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yisrael this. He said, bonim atem, you are my children. And only Yisrael did he say that to, not to any other nation. You are my sons. Then he carries on. Chavivin Yisrael shenosan lehem kli chemdo. Chibi Yisrael nodas lehem shenosan lehem kli chemdo. Shenema ki lekach tov nosati lechem torosi al tazovu. How dear is Yisrael to Hashem that he gave them his most precious treasure, the Torah. And he let them know of this. Chibi Yisrael odas lehem. Because he said, Ki lekach tov nosati lochem. You should know what I'm giving you is the best. Lekach tov, there is nothing better than it. Torosi al ta'azovu, therefore guard it carefully. Do not forsake it. Now here, Rabbi Akiva mentions the greatness of man. Secondly, the greatness of Yisrael. And thirdly, the greatness of the Torah. One should not think that Maha Adam, what is a person? Even the Mishnah that we quoted, Akavya ben Mahal, that's it. You should know where you're coming from and you should know where you're going. He also agrees with Rabbi Akiva. But he says man has to realize how low he can sink if he doesn't realize who he is. If he thinks he's merely a physical creation. But man in his totality has a Kodesh Baruch Hu created him. Rabbi Kiva says, heaven forbid a man should say, what am I? What do you mean, what am I? You, how many creations are there in the world? You can't count them. There are millions and billions. There are billions of galaxies, of stars. And every galaxy has billions of stars. So you'd have to multiply billions times billions. There are billions of creations in the world. It's not only what we can see, there's what we cannot see. Man is created of billions of cells, and all of this works exactly together in perfect harmony. But only to man did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create in his image. So how can a person say, what am I? Then he goes on to Israel. This is by all people. A Jew, of all the billions of people in the world, there's only one nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, you're my sons. This is what Israel is. And then the Torah, Klichemdo, his most precious treasure, Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lochem, I have no other expression than to say it's good. Kula Tov, it's only good. Torosi Alta Azovu, guard it carefully, do not forsake it. And this he gave to Israel. And in all of these three areas that Rabbi Kiva is describing and is praising, but he does it all with one thing in mind. The bond between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why were you created like that? Because of the enormous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you. And why was Israel called Bonim? Because of the enormous love that he has for Israel. And why did he give Torah to Israel? Because of the enormous love that he has for Israel. So perhaps Rabbi Kiva did have a secret. Everyone saw the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here he doesn't speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Kiva was able to penetrate into the greatness of a human being and into the greatness of a Jew and the greatness, the heights, the endless heights that they can gain through the Torah, which the greatness of the Torah which was given to them. And perhaps this was the derech, this was the way he walked in, which brought him to such endless heights that he eventually reached. Now, first of all, we find this is true when it comes to Torah. It states in the Mishnah at the end of Masech Tesota, first it states, trying to find it here. When it first states Mishameis Rabban Gamliel Azokain Botel Kovaratera, when Rabban Gamliel Azokain died, Kovaratora ceased. That was the end of the era of Kovaratora, of giving honor to Torah. So what was that? Ad shemeis hu haya briyas be'elam v'haya lemedin Torah elema umed. Until he died, there was great strength in the world. Everyone was healthy and vigorous, so nobody would dare to learn Torah sitting down like we do. But they stood the whole day learning Torah. How can you learn Torah sitting down? Learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Mishameisu yorad cheli la'ilam v'hutz tuchalil ma'iterim Yushev. But once when Gamliel HaZaken died, weakness came to the world. Sickness came to the world. And no longer did we have the keach where we could learn Torah standing up the whole day. So therefore we had to sit. So therefore, Mishameisrim Gamliel HaZaken, bottle kovar ha'teira. Once he died, there was no longer kovar ha'teira. Then the Mishnah says again, it says, Mishameisrim Rebbe Kiva, bottle kovar ha'teira. Once Rebbe Kiva died, honor of Torah went away. Now what does that mean? Rashi says, Shohayanosein libay lidresh kol kutz v'kutz, shol kol os. We know from the Gemara and Menachos that we quoted, that Rebbe Kiva was the one who was going to darsh and expound every stroke of the pen in the Sefer Torah. Every tag, every crown on the letter. The Kolshkein Tevish Yaseiris V'Aisis Yaseiris. So then certainly any extra word in the Torah he would darshan, or an extra letter. Zehu Kovet Torah Godel. This is the great Kovet HaTorah She'ein Bei Dover Levatolah. Someone who's prepared to give the effort and the attention to what every word in the Torah means and every letter in the Torah, that is showing that he considers that there's not one thing in the Torah that is written without intent, without meaning, that does not have something to reveal to us, something very great to reveal to us. V'zehu kovet godel la'Torah, this is the great honor to the Torah. Like when you see a diamond, you turn it over and over and look at it from every aspect. If you see a stone, you don't do that. This is the great Kovet HaTorah. And Rebbe Kiva would take every word and he would turn it over and over. So we see that Rebbe Kiva had this attitude towards Torah. And this is the same we find in the Gemara Mesochim, where Rebbe Kiva said, he darshaned Es Hashem Elokecho Tiro, you shall fear the Lord your God. And there was a question in the Gemara, what does S come from? It says S. S is Bole Rabbe. It comes to include something else. You shall fear Hashem. Who else does it come to include? You cannot fear someone else. If you're going to fear Hashem and someone else, this is Avodah Zarah, this is idolatry. And the Chazal had difficulty with this. The Shimon ben Menashe, Shimon Hamsuni, at Shabbat Rebbe Kiva, until Rebbe Kiva came, Bohayadoresh, Es Hashem Elokecho Tira LaRabbis Talmidei Chachamim, the Chachmei HaTorah. Those who become wise in Torah, those you must fear and respect, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Torah is so great, it's Megadol Lemdeho, it makes its wise as great as it. So we see that the Rebbe Kiva had such respect for Torah that it could make people to so wise and to a level equal to Es Hashem Elokecho Tira, you shall fear Hashem and the Talmidei Chachamim in one breath. This again was from his outlook on what Torah is. And actually we see that the Rebbe Kiva wasn't just a darshan. He was a man of action. The Gemara brings an Ervin of Chofala from a base. When Rebbe Kiva was very old and the Romans had captured him because they decreed that one is not allowed to teach Torah, and he carried on teaching Torah, and he was very old, it would be because he died at 120 years old and this was near his death. Don Rabbanan Maisa Rebbe Kiva, Shoyachovish Bebe Sasurin, V'hoya Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi Mishorsai. His disciple Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi would come to wait on him and to service him. V'chol yem v'yom hoya machnisen leimayim b'mido. And every day the Romans were allowed Rabbi Yeshua to bring in a little water to him. Yom echod motzol shema b'isa asurin ovelem ayayim. Me'mecha marubin shemalachta b'isa asurin atot zorecha. One day the guard decided to have a little folly with him. So when he saw him bringing the water, he says, "Why are you bringing so much water today? Maybe you want to dig a tunnel in order that your master can escape." Shafachetchen v'nosen lechetchen. So he took the water and spilled it half out and gave him only half. Kishabaitza Rabbi Kiva. Now when he came to the Bekiva, Omale Yeshua inata yadeh shezokin ani v'chayay tluyin b'chayecho. He said, "Why are you coming so late? What delayed you? And why did you bring such little water today?" He says, "I'm old. I need it." Sochle kolei samura. So he told him what happened. All right. Omale tenli maim she'etol yodai. So he said, "Give me the water so I can wash my hands, the tila shadayim, before I eat." Omalei lishtai sein magin, little yodecha magin. So his Talmud told him, "There's not enough water for you to drink today. You're going to use it to wash your hands with." Omalei ma'aseh, shechayomin alein miso, mutav emais misis atzmi v'lei ever al das chaverai. He says, "What can I do?" The Chazal tell us that the halach of Netila Shadayim is not from the Torah. It was enacted by the Chachomim, enacted by the Sanhedrin from Shlomo HaMelech. And the Chazal tell us that someone that does not keep the words of the Chachomim is guilty of the death penalty. So Rabbi Kiva says, "What can I do?" He said, "If I don't wash Netila Shadayim, I'm guilty of the death penalty." Mutav emes misis atzmi v'le'ever al das chaveirai. It's better that I should die an innocent death than transgress the words of my colleagues. Omru, it is said, lo to'am klum at shehevi l'mayim v'notel yodav. He refused to eat that day until they would let him wash his hands with the water. Kishishomu chachomim medover omru. When the Chachomim heard this, they said, "Uma b'ziknusei kach b'yaldusei alachas kama v'kama." If this is how he was in his old age, so how much more so in his youth? "Uma b'beis asurin kach shalei b'beis asurin alachas kama v'kama." If this is the respect he had for the Chachmei Yisrael in the prison, how much more so when he was out of the prison? So here we see what kind of respect, what kind of attitude, what Rabbi Kiva saw in the greatness of Torah and those who learn it. In regards to the Milas Odom, he saw such greatness in man. What was the greatness he saw in man? See, he quotes a posuk. Shenivra betzelem, shenema ki betzelem melakim oso eso odom. That man was created in his image. Now what does that mean? Why did Rabbi Kiva see so much in that? The Maral says that if you look at the posuk in Bereishis Aleph, posuk Chof Vov, Bayom Elokim, Hashem said, Nasa Odom b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. B'yirdu b'degas hayom, and he will rule over the fish of the sea, uva of hashomayim, and the birds of the heavens, uva behema, uva chol ha'aretz, and over all of the animals who are all over the land, uva chol haremes, haremes al ha'aretz, and over every living, creeping thing that's in the earth. So the Maral asks, what does the Reish have to do with the Sefer? What does one end of the Pasuk have to do with the other? It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I will make man, let us make man in our image. And then it states, let him rule over the fish and the birds and the animals, everything in the world. What's the connection? She says as follows. What is the Tzelem Elokim? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man in his image? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of the world. He created the world. This sovereignty, this power, this majesty, he gave to man. He said, Ani Amelech, I am a king. I'm going to make you like me because you're in my image. You will be a king. Except you will be the king, Ala Tachtonim, of the earth, the lower worlds. I am the king of all of the worlds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ruler of all. When he decided to make man in his image, he imparted this to man. So man became the ruler. That's why it states, let us make man in our image. He's talking to the angels. Be'yod b'degas hayom, and he will rule over the entire world. The fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, all of the animals on the earth, everything that creeps on the earth, he will be the ruler. And now we see what the pasuk means. It is for this reason that physically he created man different than all other physical creations, because all other physical creations walk on all fours. Man is the only creation that stands upright. A king stands upright. The servants, they bow to the master. So everything either walks on all fours or creeps, but man is upright. This is the Tzelem Elokim. Then this Tzelem, which he gave man, manifested itself as a great light, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. His Torah is always referred to as light. Torah Or. This light he gave to man. And therefore man has a radiance. And the radiance is primarily on the face of man. Because I'll tell us, Chochmas Odav Teir Ponav. One can see the wisdom of the person from the radiance on his face. This is why once he dies, what happens to his majesty? What happens to the fact that he was a great sovereign? It's taken away from him. So what does he do? He bows. That's what it's written. The Novi said, Kilacha tichra kol berach. There's a day when comes when everyone will bow to you. Zeyem amiso. And that's when a person dies. And what happens to his light? He grows pale. The minute he dies, the majesty is left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back the Tzelem. Now there's a medrash the Maral brings. Well, actually it's a Gemara. First it's a Gemara in Baba Basra, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Banoa, Baba Basra Nunches Amar Beis, Nistakalti Bishnei Akovim Shel Adam HaRishon. He went and he found the grave of Adam HaRishon, and he saw the two heels of Adam HaRishon, of the first man. V'deimin l'shnei galgalei chama. And he says, they look to me like two great balls of fire, which equaled the fires of the sun. Now, why did he make a comparison between that and the sun, and why the heels? So Maral explains, because the heel is the darkest place of man. That's the shiftless. The light is on the face of man. And the identification of man, how do you identify one person from another? By looking at his face. The heel, and the face is always galui, it's open. The heel is always dwells in darkness. And that's the most earthly part of man. Actually, it's always connected to the earth. So the tselem, the power of this light, therefore would be the weakest at the heel. So that's what Rav Hanoi is saying. I saw the two heels of Adam HaRishon, and the light was so powerful that they were like two grand balls of fire equal to the sun. This would mean that the ore that was given to man was even greater than the sun, because we're speaking about the light of the heels, not the light of the face. And there is a medrash that states that. It states, Or HaKovev Shel Adam Mekahe Galgal Chama. The light of Adam HaRishon would dim the light of the sun. So what does this bring out? That man was given majesty even over the Galgolim, even over the sun and the planets. He was made a stronger king. Even though the sun is the king of the physical universe, it's the sun with its magnetic force that keeps the whole physical universe in order and its pattern, but man is at a higher level. And that's why we find that Mesh and Yeshua were able to stop the sun, because they have a greater power. And this, there's another medrash that says a person shouldn't think, oi, how can you say such a thing? No, it's simple. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what does it say? It says the waters covered the entire world. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? He said, Yikov ha'amayim b'seiroi ha'yabosho, let all the waters gather l'mokom echad, to one place, in order that there should be dry land. Why did he do that? The Midrash says so there could be a place for man to live. The waters weren't happy with that, because the waters are Mayim Adirim. They wanted to cover the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Gara, go back. And the water said, why? He said, so there could be a place for man. And the water said, what about us? Let there be a place for us. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the waters, I got news for you. I didn't create the world for the waters. I created the world for man. Me'im la'odim yechidi. So for one man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed back creation. So why is it so difficult to understand that man was created to be a greater force than all of the natural forces in the world? This was the Tzelem Elokim. And then the Gemara tells us, if you want to know how strong this tzelem is, we can look at it from the converse. What would man be without it? Well, Moses will tell you. Og melech haboshon meis tzorech l'shemer min ha'achborim. Og was a great giant, a gibor. He was the king of the nation of Boshon, which Moshe had to contend with. When he died, you have to put a shemer there, a guard there. Otherwise, the rodents will come and eat him. Tinek ben Yoma, a child is born on its first day. You don't have to worry that the rodents are going to come and eat, because they're afraid of him. We see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his light, his tzelem, part of himself in man, then they're all afraid. He removes it. He does not cast that fear over man, over the creations anymore. By Adam HaRishon, all of the animals became his servants. The Chazal tell us that it was only after that man fell because of his sins, then do the animals dare to rise above man. Just like we find that in the generation of Noah, that man fell to such low levels because of their chatoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're no longer greater than the forces of nature. Bring back the waters. But that was not the way we were created, and that's not our potential. So here we see Rebbe Akiva's teaching. How great is man? Look at that potential. He's greater than the entire world. From here we can understand what the Chazal say. Chayav Adam Leimer. A man is obligated to say, Le Nivra Shomayim Va'oretz Ela Bishvili. If a man ever thinks, or when we think, what are we? What is our worth? Chayav Adam Leimer. A person is obligated to say, Le Nivra Shomayim Va'oretz Ela Bishvili. Heaven and earth was created for me. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not create man for heaven and earth. He wasn't interested in the heaven and earth. He was interested in the man. And the whole creation he made was to serve man, so man could grow to a greater height. This is what Rebbe Akiva saw, and this is what he taught. And this was all because of the endearment and the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for man. So we spoke about the Torah, and we spoke about man. Now Rebbe Akiva speaks also about Yisrael. What about if someone is a Jew? The Gemara tells us also in regards to the Tzelem Elokim. The Gemara says in Bamatzia that Peidalet Omer Aleph, Shufra de Yaakov me'ein Shufra de Adam HaRishon. The radiance of Yaakov Avinu equal the radiance of Adam HaRishon. What does that mean? That means that Yaakov reached such heights that he reached the level of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had imparted to Adam HaRishon, which he created Kitzalmenu Bitzalmenu Kidmosenu, in our own image. And states further, Tzurase Shel Yaakov Avinu Chokuk Al Kisei HaKovod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a throne, and on his throne there are four images. There's the image of the eagle, because that's the king of the birds, of the shore, that's the bull, because that's the king of the animals, the lion, because that's the king of the beasts, and Adam, an image of man, because that's the king over all. And which man is there? It states the image, the face of Yaakov Avinu. That's why when Yaakov was sleeping in Beisel and he dreamt there was a ladder, it says the angels were going up and down, they were looking at the image on the throne, and they were looking at his image, and they wanted to kill him because they said he stole the image from the throne, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to guard him. See, Hashem Nitzav Alok. Now, why was that? Because this is the perfection that Yaakov reached. And Yaakov was called Yisrael. He is the source of Klal Yisrael. So here we see the height of Yisrael, what it means to be a Jew. And the Gemara tells us that we have to put on tefillin in order shame ki shem Hashem elakecho nikro olecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu's name will be on us. And when all the nations will see, they will fear. So what is written in the tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. We declare is one. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin also. So the Gemara asks, what's written in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not the Shema. But Mi Ki Amcha Yisrael Gai Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like my nation Yisrael, and only one of its kind in the whole world? Now, therefore, if a person realizes what a human being is and his unending potential, and what a Yisrael, a Jew, is and the further unending potential, and what the Torah is and the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for a person and a Jew, and not only is it a concealed love, but he revealed it in order they should know this. So how valuable is life? And from here we see that man has unending potential, and therefore he can and he must constantly be Ola, rise and rise. Rabbi Akiva had a Talmud by the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was from the great Tanoim, and also he was the author of the Zayah HaKadosh, which is our greatest source for all of the Nista, the concealed wisdom of the Torah. He said, and he must have seen this from his Rebbe, he says, Re'isim, Re'is, Re'isi b'nei Aliyah ve'heimu otin. I have seen the B'nai Aliyah, but they're very, very few and far between. What is a B'nai Aliyah? A B'nai Aliyah is someone who is always growing. You know, if you look at a plant, it never stays the same. It's always growing. A Jew also has to always grow. Always grow to more spiritual heights, grow further in Torah all of the time. And this is, he has the potential to do so. We, Shabbos, this past Shabbos, we gave a shir on Parshas Kedoshim. And it says, there's a mitzvah Kedoshim to you. You shall be sanctified. And we spoke about what the Ramban says on that mitzvah. And we elaborated. But it comes out that the Ramban says, Kedoshim Tiyu, this that you should be sanctified and elevate yourself. Separate yourself from that which is not worthy of you and elevate yourself to higher heights, he says, is not referring to that which the Torah had forbade. That the Torah forbade, so that's why we have to separate it. It's referring to that which the Torah permits. But even that which the Torah permits, a Jew has to elevate himself. For example, even when it comes to eating, if everything is kosher, he still has to elevate himself as to what he eats, what he drinks. Not as a glutton, not only for greed, but for health and with manners and how he walks and how he talks and how he carries himself and how he speaks to people and so on and so on. And he brings from the Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara says, he says, for example, he says, personal hygiene. That a person should keep himself clean and well groomed. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah, but he says that's kedoshim to you. That's what it means to elevate yourself. Now he brings from the Gemara in Brachos. He says, therefore, a person has to separate himself from anything that is low, from anything that is disgusting, and so forth. The Gemara in Brachos brings this pasuk. It brings a pasuk from the end of Shmini. Viskadishtem, viyisem kedoshim ki kodosh hu. Say, you shall sanctify yourselves, and you shall be sanctified, because he is sanctified. So the Gemara dashens. From there they learned that one should wash his hands before he eats. Netilas Yadayim. Yisem kedoshim. He should be kedoshim. This refers to the mayim achreinim, to wash your hands after you eat, before you bench. Ki kodesh ze shemen orev. Rashi brings that they had a custom that before they, when they finished eating, before they would bench, they would pass around some sweet smelling oils, and they would rub it on their hands to take off any odor of the foods. Now what are we speaking about? We're speaking about people who are becoming very well groomed. It's a nobility. Alright, that's a chidush. But what the great chidush is where did the Chazal learn to do this? From the Pasuk Viskadishtem. That's what it means, you should elevate yourself. So it comes out from the Ramban we mentioned on Shabbos, that we have what is known as Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz requires a person to be a man the way he should be. But this mitzvah of kedoshim, that requires a Jew. Derech Eretz was given to the whole world, so everybody has to be a mensch, a man, a human being, acts like a human being, a civil human being. But kedoshim to you, which was given to Klal Yisrael, that demanded from them to be a prince, not just a well-bred human being, but a prince, someone who walks properly. And the Rambam elaborates where his clothes are perfect, and his walking is perfect, and his talking is perfect, the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings it here. It says, La'elam, a person should choose a loshen kovod. He must talk in a dignified manner. And his manners, we're talking here of a princeliness. Now, why? This is what Rabbi Kiva is talking about. Man was created with enormous powers, greater forces in the entire world. And a Jew, even greater. And with Torah, he comes even greater. Therefore, he's a prince. And he has to know that. And he has to behave as a prince. He has to carry himself as a prince. So perhaps it was this outlook that motivated and guided the Kiva, that after such humble beginnings, to come to such enormous heights in Madreges HaTorah and Madreges HaKdusha. We should all learn from this as to what a person is. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.